During our time in Chengdu, we see modern China pushing up against the past. But in the People's Park, the surrounding tower blocks are kept at bay, and certain traditions that stretch back centuries remain unchanged. Chengdu has a reputation as the most chilled-out city in China. As the saying goes here, sunny days are rare, but tea houses are abundant.
One thing I really remember about my mom is her love of mahjong, and she could sit for hours just drinking tea and just playing with her friends. I mean, you couldn't get her to pay any attention to anything when she's playing. I mean, she's like focused on that.
Despite Chairman Mao closing down tea houses, because he felt gathering places posed a threat, they reopened in the early 80s, and the retired Chinese still come here to play.
You hear the clack when they go like that.
Yeah, when they shi pai, they call it washing the tiles.
Just as I'm beginning to relax, a stranger offers me the Chinese equivalent of a shoe shine.
Oh my god, he's got a little flashlight on his head.
What does it feel like? Is it soothing?
It's not soothing, it's very interesting. Whoa, that is a sensation.
Oh, he's massaging your ears.
He's massaging my ear, I love it.
While the rituals of tea house life may remain unchanged, and where once I would have expected to see the gentle rhythm of Tai Chi, today people are moving to a different beat. The dancing reflects a newfound freedom that I hadn't sensed when I came here in 1989.